with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Sailing can be such a fulfilling experience. The exhilaration of being out on the water, combined with the challenge of testing your physical and mental abilities, can be enjoyed at any age by people of all abilities. This week on AbleQuest, we learn about an Australian not-for-profit organisation that, through sailing, becomes a catalyst for change in people's lives. Making Waves Foundation, formerly Sailors with Disabilities, provides free sailing and training programs for disabled and disadvantaged people and their carers. Marnie Roper caught up with Martha Guniai, the program and volunteer manager, to discuss the expanded programs.
Martha, welcome to AbleQuest. Lovely to have you on the program. Martha, you're the program and volunteer manager for Making Waves Foundation. Just briefly, what is your background and how did you come to the foundation?
Well, I was introduced to sailing, actually, when I was waitressing with the Royal Sydney Yacht Squadron back in 2013 while I was still studying. And I was always taken by sailing. And I think it's such a privilege. It's such a beautiful sport and it's such a beautiful opportunity. And so when I came across the Making Waves Foundation in late 2019, I loved that there was an organisation that was making sailing accessible and allowing its benefits to reach those on the fringes of society. And so I felt, well, I think that's my calling. I think that's the next place I want to work.
And the foundation's got an interesting history, hasn't it, dating back to 1994. Tell us about that.
So back in 1994, there was a man with a disability, and he called a radio station and asked if anyone would be willing to take him on to do the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. And in response to that was this really incredible cohort of other people with disabilities who all grouped together and started training to be the first all-disabled crew to do the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. And they called themselves Sailors with Disabilities. And we've since changed our name, but that's what we were born as. And it was this really fantastic, ambitious project pushing boundaries in the racing industry to do what we know as the Mount Everest of yacht racing, is the Sydney to Hobart. And then from that successful Sydney to Hobart, they decided to give this opportunity of sailing to children with disabilities, and so started working with schools, and that formed now what is the Making Waves Foundation.
What are the main aims of the program?
We have dual aims for every program. In one capacity, it's to enable the participants, so the participants being people with disabilities or facing disadvantage, to experience the power of sailing, and for that to be an access to them realising their own potential and exploring what they're capable of and pushing their boundaries. But the dual aim is that others in society are challenged to reconsider their own preconceived ideas and beliefs about what people are capable of. So to not see people with disabilities as limited or as less than, and to let go of some of those kind of conditioned beliefs about those who don't fit the mold. So we have this kind of dual aim happening across our programs. In one hand, it's all about the participants unlocking something within themselves through the power of sailing. And on the other hand, it's challenging society to not put limitations on those who fall into those categories.
So the participants can forget about what they can't do and focus on what they can do.
Absolutely. If you're not strong in one area, that's fine. Don't do that. Show your strength somewhere else. And that's the whole purpose of a racing team or a sailing team. And that's why sailing is such a beautiful mechanism for this kind of exploration, because there are roles on the boat that all require different skills and abilities.
And do the participants need any sailing experience?
No, not at all. So it's not a prerequisite of any of our programs. Participants across the different programs are given an opportunity to engage with sailing based on what's going to suit their needs. So in some of our programs, the engagement with sailing is really just enjoying being out in nature, being on the water. And then you'll have other participants who are really keen to get involved and might just learn how to pull this rope to cause something to happen, or how to tie one simple knot, all the way up the scale to those who want to learn everything. So it's really up to the participant how involved they get and how much they learn in each program.
And one of these programs is called Winds of Joy, and that's specifically for children with a disability. What ages are they?
We have the full spectrum, from kindergarten, so you've got 4 and 5 year olds, all the way through to high school, every age group in the schooling system. And we actually also offer the Winds of Joy program to disability support organisations as well. So we have a lot of day services who come and access our program. So they're adults. They could be in their 40s or 50s. Yeah, we see the tiniest little kids. Oh, they're adorable, all the way up to older teenagers.
And are all types of disability catered for?
Absolutely. All types of disability. So that can be from the physical sphere of disabilities. It can be from the neurological, intellectual, anything.
And how many yachts are adapted?
So we currently have 2 program yachts for sailing and a 3rd program yacht, which is for a very unique program that we run. So our 2 sailing yachts, there's 1 based in Melbourne and 1 based in Sydney. And both of them have been adapted. So one was actually custom built by the organisation for the purposes of working with disabled children. They have like raised guard handrails. They have wheelchair restraints. We've redesigned the cockpit to allow for wheelchairs, so we can fit 3 wheelchairs on each boat with all the other participants, and so they can be safely strapped down. But we actually try not to do too much modification to the yacht, because it's not about changing societies physically to fit people with disabilities. It's about changing our personal perceptions. So we've made the modifications that are necessary, but we also want to be an example of how people with disabilities are able to access the same opportunities as anyone else in society.
So the adaptations would be more about safety?
That's right. Yeah, the adaptations are predominantly about safety. And in our 26 years of history, we have seen every type of disability on our yacht, and they've all been able to sail superbly. Like some of the best sailors I've ever sailed with, and they're blind or they are amputees. It's about us removing limitations rather than modifying the world so that everything works for a disabled person, because the spectrum of disability is so broad.
They're quite big yachts. They're 52 feet. How many people
are on the yacht? Generally, we run our programs with 6 to 8 volunteers, and we can take up to 15 participants. So there's a lot of people on the boat at one time.
Another program is Winds of Change, and that's aimed at a different group.
Yeah, the Winds of Change program, we predominantly work with young people who are facing disadvantage. So often the schools that participate in this program, they are dealing with a lot of trauma at home, the children are, behavioural issues, learning difficulties. And this program is an 8-week Learn to Sail program. So we see the same group of students once a week for 8 weeks, and they work with the same volunteer mentors on the boat for 8 weeks. And our philosophy for this program is on week 1, we take them sailing, and on week 8, they take us sailing. And so what we're trying to grow in those young people is confidence, self-belief, teamwork, communication, and we're able to develop all of these skills while teaching these young people to sail as part of a team. It's a really, really fantastic program.
And the carers aren't left out, are they? You've got Winds of Care, which is especially for carers, you know, a group that's often overlooked.
Absolutely. I think carers contribute so much to our society. Unpaid carers do such a tremendous job. And so we wanted to offer a space where carers can have a respite day and be rewarded and have space for themselves. And if you speak to a lot of carers, they often talk about feeling guilty if they do anything for themselves. And so we want to create a space where carers can network with each other, can be taken out, can be cared for by our volunteers. And so it's a few hours of like casual, relaxing sailing on the harbour for groups of carers, where they get to leave their baggage, leave their worries on the dock, and just be calm, be relieved out on the water.
It wasn't just the first Sydney to Hobart in 1994 you've competed in.
Yeah, I think my count's about 22 that the organisation's competed in.
Wow.
We've won a few of them as well, most notably the 1998 Sydney to Hobart, where we had that terrible storm and a few sailors lost their lives. Oh. We actually finished that race intact and won in our division with a 12-year-old boy with dyslexia on board, Travis Foley, and he remains the youngest person to have ever done a Sydney to Hobart, because, of course, after 98... the rules were changed and it was a minimum age of 18. We also have the world record for the fastest circumnavigation around Australia, which was also a crew of all disabled sailors who did that and beat the previous crew by something like 8 or 9 days. So we keep proving that people with disabilities are just as capable, just as able to compete at the same level as their peers. We want to stop that distinction. We want an inclusive society. So that's the aim of all of this racing and why we compete.
And there's other regattas you compete in.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be at Port Stephens for Sail Port Stephens. And we are the charity of choice for the Sail Port Stephens Regatta, which is fantastic. We compete in a range of different regattas around Sydney Harbour. We're hoping we'll be at Hamilton Island Race Week this year as well. So we try and stay involved because it's a really good message for other sailors to be like, hey, look at our team. Look what we're capable of.
And if somebody was, say, going to Hamilton Island, what boat do they look out for?
They look out for our boat, Kayle, K-A-Y-L-E. Yeah, she's a Lion 54. She's got our branding all over her. You can't miss her.
You've got this innovative program, Rite of Passage, W-R-I-G-H-T of Passage. What are you doing on that program?
So that program is really exciting. It's a youth pre-employment program, and it's designed for young people who just don't fit into mainstream education systems. The academic learning system just hasn't worked for them. We are about to lose them. They're disenfranchised, disengaged. And we take these young people on for a full year as trainees, 2 days a week, and they work on restoring an old wooden yacht called Makeda. She's a 58-foot Hereford Ketch. And as they restore this yacht, they're learning carpentry, they're learning about diesel engines, they're learning about project management, financial management, and all the soft skills like communication, teamwork, resilience, reliability. And they also learn to sail Makeda as well. So I think that's the rite of passage. So they're learning skills around becoming a shipwright, but they're also on their own rite of passage where they build something and then sail it. And at the end of that program, we aim for these young people to be offered employment opportunities or a training and apprenticeship opportunities. It doesn't have to be in the boating field. It could be in anything. We've had young people come out of the program and go on to become chefs and project managers and the like. But it's really, really fantastic watching the change in these young people and the stories their parents and guardians come back with, just saying we're seeing transformation.
Martha, how many volunteers help run Making Waves?
We average about 200 volunteers across Australia. So we have a really beautiful volunteer family. We have volunteers who have been with us since day one, since 1994, and are still volunteering with us. And so there's something really special happening amongst our volunteers. And I think it's what we do as an organisation and the uniqueness of what we do that draws volunteers in and keeps them.
And we're going to be hearing from one of your volunteers, Alice Anderson, on our next programs. And finally, Martha, I'm sure you always welcome both new participants, volunteers and donors to Making Waves. Is via the website the best place to contact you?
Yeah, the website is makingwavefoundation.com.au.
Martha, that was just absolutely delightful to speak to you and learn so much.
We have room for more volunteers if you want to get involved.
Marnie Roper has been speaking today with Martha Gooniai, Program and Volunteer Manager at Making Waves Foundation. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.